The Nautilus's fishermen had some trouble getting a grip on this animal, which, thanks to the formation of its gill covers, can protect its respiratory organs from any parching contact with air, and can live out of water for a good while. And I'll mention, for the record, some little banded blennies that follow ships into the northernmost seas, sharp-snouted carp exclusive to the North Atlantic, scorpion fish, and lastly, the goad family, chiefly the cod species, which I detected in their waters of choice over these inexhaustible grand banks. Because Newfoundland is simply an underwater peak, you could call these cod mountain fish. While the Nautilus was clearing a path through their tight ranks, Consul couldn't refrain from making this comment. "Mercy, look at these cod," he said. "Why, I thought cod were flat, like dab or sole." "Innocent boy," I exclaimed. "Cod are only flat at the grocery store when they're cut open and spread out on display. But in the water they're like mullet, spindle-shaped and perfectly built for speed." "I can easily believe, master," Consul replied. "But what crowds of them! What swarms!"